You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and a situation we've been keeping our eye on here on the program is Kindred Living and the Annie Lockwood facility in Whyalla. Of course, that facility closing down, meaning there are quite a number of less beds available for people retiring in the Whyalla community. But some good news in this space, Kindred Living has been given a helping hand, so to speak. I'm joined by Chris Stewart, our CEO of Helping Hand Aged Care. Chris, how's it going?
Thank you, Jordan. Yes, it's going well, thanks.
So what's happening in Whyalla with aged care?
Well, Jordan, I'm really pleased to be sharing this news today. It's a good story for Whyalla and for regional South Australia more broadly. One of South Australia's leading aged care services provider, Help Hand's really pleased to announce we've entered into an agreement with Kindred Living to manage their operations.
So what does this mean for people receiving aged care in Whyalla?
Well, what it means for the people receiving aged care in Whyalla is that it's going to be the services are going to be delivered for decades to come. You know, we're really excited to be initially taking on the management of Kindred Living, reporting to their board with a plan to integrate fully into Helping Hand over the next 12 months.
So we know that one of the issues with Kindred Living was the staffing and not being able to retain the nursing and the carers. What's Helping Hand going to do to try and address that?
Well, that's true, and I think what you'll see across Australia is that many aged care organisations have, particularly in regional areas, have felt the pressure of workforce shortages and increased regulatory scrutiny. There's been a lot that have been forced to reduce services, cease operations, and in this case, looking to transfer the management across to a much larger and more resourced organisation. So our primary focus going forward is to ensure the continued support, care and safety of all the residents and clients that are currently with Kindred Living, and to support the staff and the team here to ensure they can continue to deliver their services business as usual.
So this is aged care isn't obviously foreign to Helping Hand. You've got your Helping Hands across this part of the state as it is. What experience are you bringing to the Kindred Living facility?
So Helping Hand Aged Care has been around since 1953. We're a not-for-profit organisation like Kindred Living, and we operate six residential care homes in metropolitan Adelaide, and then we have a further three care homes in regional South Australia, including Port Pirie, Clare, Jamestown. We also provide over 700 home care packages. Many of those, over half of those, are in regional South Australia. We have operations at Port Lincoln, Whyalla, up through Port Augusta, and then into the all throughout York Peninsula. So we're very experienced in managing aged care operations, and we're also very experienced in taking on and acting as that custodian for regional care homes, where for the three care homes that we own in the regions, they have all been taken on through existing community-operated or church-based organisations. So we are very familiar with taking on that custodian role and working with the local communities to ensure that we continue to deliver those services, and that's exactly what we intend to do through Kindred and the Whyalla community.
And, of course, keeping those services going while also maintaining a financial stability for the organisation is the goal in mind here. What's the game plan looking like? You said, absorbing the Kindred Living over the next 12 months?
Yeah, so our plan is to, clearly this has only taken effect from Monday this week, so we've got our people on the ground, we've appointed a local executive manager and some senior clinical oversight, so that is on site, on premise as we speak, and then that will be supported through an extensive resource network that Helping Hand can offer through both its Port Pirie service centres and its metropolitan service capability. And the intention is to manage it, to get to understand the organisation, and then subject to satisfaction of some key areas, we'd look to integrate over a 12-month period. And the reason we're doing this is we don't want to rush it. We want to make sure we do it right. These are very complex transitions, and we have a lot of consultation with the community, with the residents, with the clients, the staff, and everyone else to ensure that we do a good job of it. And that's going to be our focus, to ensure that services continue to be delivered of the utmost highest quality with excellent care to all of those people for whom we'll be responsible.
And I'm sure this news comes as a relief to many people involved with aged care in the Whyalla community. And we know that aged care has been on the forefront of discussions federally, with, I guess, criticisms coming out of the Royal Commission into aged care. Is there more support needed from a federal government level for regional aged care facilities and operations like Helping Hands?
Look, I think we'd certainly welcome any further federal government support, and regional aged care providers in particular have been doing it very tough over the last few years. We felt that ourselves in our own regional areas, and we've seen many care homes running at a loss or closing operations simply because of workforce shortages or the pressures of an increasing, quite rightly, increasing compliance environment. So the Royal Commission did bring that to the front, and that's been excellent. And the government is responding, and there's significant investment coming into the regions in the future. And we'll certainly be applying for more grants and more support so that we can invest into the existing operations and facilities that exist here at Kindred Living, in particular Yultana, Copperhouse Court. We're looking, we'd really hope to be able to invest those to bring them up to very contemporary standard.
And we know that Annie Lockwood Court was a facility that was closed down recently. Any plans for that moving forward, or is that still going to be closed even after this this arrangement?
Look, we have no immediate plans to reopen Annie Lockwood Court. We simply don't have the staffing to support the reopening of that facility. So what we're going to do is focus on the existing care homes in Yultana and Copperhouse Court. But equally, we would look to see how we can repurpose Annie Lockwood Court to provide a service to the community as we get to understand its functions and capabilities and what the community needs. We'll certainly be very focused towards listening and understanding what we can do with that very important facility for Whyalla.
No worries. Chris, thank you so much for your time today.
That's a pleasure. Thank you, Jordan.
That was Chris Stewart, CEO with Helping Hand Aged Care, on your Classic Hits Breakfast.